Blog Talk Radio.
Loving every night and day, loving all our troubles away, we gon' love life is no
Welcome to a new edition of Gospel Gold. It is November the 22nd, 2021, and you are listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am glad you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program that's dedicated to the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We come on every Monday night between the hour of 9 and 10 Eastern Time to bring you the very best in what our people have produced in the gospel recording industry. It all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of religion with rhythm. When our first ancestors came upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic essentials of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel, blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. It all tells the story of a resilient people who have overcome adversity throughout the years. God has continued to bless as we have continued to grow on these American shores. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope. It is a steadfast, strong indication for people of God who know that their God will lead them along the way. And so this is what Gospel Gold is all about. It's not just another music program. I am not a DJ. We come to you every week to bring you the history of what our people have done in the gospel recording industry. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share, so others will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. There you will find articles about various gospel artists. You'll also find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. And you'll also find the week, each week you'll find the link for the program. Each program here at Gospel Gold is cataloged. And you can go back at any time to the Facebook page and you can find the link for a particular program and hear that program. We have produced programs all this year, and we hope that you have been able to hear some of these programs and continue to support Gospel Gold. But we ask you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can through email. Our email is gospelgold, one word, gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can contact us there. Perhaps you have some information that we could use on Gospel Gold, or you may have a suggestion for an upcoming program. If you would like to contact us in the studio tonight, you can also do that. The area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can speak to us directly in the studio tonight. As we start our program every Monday, we always start in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for another episode of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that those who are listening tonight will find enthusiasm to continue to give your name the glory and the praise. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen. Our program tonight is a very interesting program. If you remember, when we first came back out after our fall break, I said that these last few programs that we were having here on Gospel Gold before the end of the season were going to be different, and they're going to be very exciting. Tonight, we have a program that we have never done here on Gospel Gold before. We have featured various different types of gospel, but we have never gone into the black country gospel artist. Many of them are country artists who have recorded gospel albums, and many of them are country gospel entertainers or artists themselves. But this is a program that we have never done here on Gospel Gold. But I wanted to go into this tonight because I wanted you to hear the sounds of our people in the country music recording industry doing gospel. And so I hope that you will hang in there with us tonight. It's a different kind of program, but I think it's going to be very informative. So if you would just hang in with us tonight and listen to this great music that we have, the black voices of our people in country and Western music. I'm going to come back and introduce our program for the night. But before we do that, listen to this by our brother. Brother Darius Rucker, who was the lead singer for Hootie and the Blowfish. He has produced a gospel album some years ago. Here he is from his album, If I Had Wings.
Why do we hate? Why do we suffer? Why do we make our mistakes and constantly blame one another? Why is there war? And why is there killing? Have we forgotten some secret we knew back when we were just children? If I had wings, I'd fly up to heaven. I'd look down from the clouds on everything. Then I could find answers. time here on this earth is done. And what will I leave that will go on forever? Oh no. And what can I do while I'm here to make someone's life better?
Darius Rucker. We're talking about black voices in country gospel. All of the songs that you will hear tonight and all of the artists that you will hear tonight are African-American artists who have made their way in gospel music. But if you want to go back to the history, you have to go back to 1899, December 1899, when Difford Bailey was born in a farming family in rural South County, Tennessee. Bailey lost his mother soon after, and his aunt Barbara and her husband, Clark Odom, became his foster parents. Polio, which struck Bailey at age 3, stunted his growth and left his back somewhat bent. But what he lacked in physical stature, he made up in talent and demonstration. As he later explained to researcher David Morton, he began learning harmonica as a young child. He said, "My folks didn't give me a rattle. They gave me a harp." So if you want to go back into history, I would suggest that you go back and look up Difford Bailey. He was the first African-American to be inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, which is the big genre for the country music feel. The Grand Ole, when you are inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, that means you have made it in the country music feel. And Difford Bailey was the first one, born in 1899. Then, of course, there were people like Stoney Edwards. Stoney Edwards is an Indian American country gospel singer. He was one of the first black singers to have a significant presence in country music. He is best known for his song, "She Is a Rock." Stoney Edwards was born Frenchie Edwards, December 24, 1929, in rural Seminole County, Oklahoma. Early black figures in country often saw their efforts made invisible. Guitarist Leslie Riddle traveled the southern United States with A.P. Carter, a founding member of the first mainstream country band, the Carter Family. Together, the two musicians collected songs from communities they visited. Riddle would learn the music and then teach it to Carter how to play it. And this is how many of those country music recording artists that you hear, the white artists, got their thing. Many of them were mentors of the early black country singers and country performers. And so it is that many of the black country music performers also wrote gospel songs. All of them had a strong church background. And because of their church background, they were able to not only make it in the gospel field, but also in the country music field. Many others can be added to that list. Many others can be added to the list as well. But tonight I wanted to come and bring some of the best of what the black voices in gospel have done. When I looked at the list, I saw many. I can't name them all. One of them is Ray Charles. Many people don't know, but Ray Charles did a lot of music, country music, and he did gospel country as well. A lot of people don't know it, but Rosetta Thorpe was considered a country music person at one time. So there have been many African-Americans who have made their way in country music. But tonight I just wanted to bring a few of them so that you could hear these sounds. But no other country music artist has been widely recognized as Charlie Pride. Charlie Pride was one of the few black country musicians to have ever been considerable and had considerable success in a largely white country music industry. It was only the second black musician to perform in the Grand Ole Opry. He was born in Mississippi in 1934. Charlie Pride was one of the few black country musicians to ever enjoy success, as I said before. He also played baseball in Negro American League, but moved over to music in 1966. When he was signed to RCA Records, Pride was only the second black musician to perform in the Grand Ole Opry. He had many, many hit songs. Pride was born, as I said, March the 18th, 1934, in Sledge, Mississippi. He was one of 11 children. His parents, who were poor sharecroppers, had the name Cheryl Frank Pride. But due to an error in his birth certificate, the legal name changed and it became Charlie Frank Pride. On a trip to Nashville, Pride met Jack Johnson, who promised the musician a management contract. A year later, Pride returned to the city to record a demo featuring the single The Snakes Crawl at Night. That was his first single on Atlantic Coast Records. The recording made him a hit, and from there, Charlie Pride began to excel in the music industry. But what little people did not know is that Charlie Pride also recorded many gospel albums. And so tonight, I wanted to just play a few of them. A few songs from those albums so that we can hear the great music of Charlie Pride. Since we're talking about country gospel, you can't talk about country gospel without talking about Charlie Pride.
Well, I recorded this song by this man. Now, he called, they said, "You, Dick's going to have a big thing up there. You want to go up Dick Dameron?" I said, "Yeah, I'm going, because I cut this particular song, and I like it."
Lady Lord, almost feel like dying. I wake up like a child alone at night. And sometimes, Lord, I just can't keep from crying. Find the strength to carry on. Jesus, it's me again, down on my knees again, asking you please again, be reach out your hand.
Jesus,
kiss me again.
And I'm down on my knees. And I'm asking, just please, just reach out your hand.
From time to time, try to find a reason. And I've talked to you a time or two before. But this time, Lord, it's more than I can handle. And I know I just can't take it anymore. Jesus, it's me again. I'm on my knees again, asking you please again, just reach out your hand. Jesus, it's me.
In the corner of glory land. Yes, build me just a cabin in the corner of glory land, in the shade of a tree of life that it may ever stand, where I can just hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Blessed Lord, I'm not asking to live in this mist, for I know I'm not worthy of such splendor as this. But I'm asking for mercy while on thee I stand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Yes, build me just a cabin in the corner of glory land, in the shade of the tree of
that may ever stand. For I can just hear the angels sing and see Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Have many dear loved ones who've gone on their way. On that great final morning, till I hear them say, come and join in our singing and play in our band. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Yes, build me just a cabin in the corner of glory land. In the shade of the tree of life that it may ever stand. Where I could just hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Charlie Pride taught himself to play guitar in his early teens, but his dream was to become a professional baseball player. In 1952, he was selected to play in the Negro American League, pitching for the Memphis Red Sox, and then the St. Louis Clippers, the Boise Yankees, and finally the Birmingham Black Barons. While he traveled from game to game, Charlie Pride often sang and played guitar on the team bus. On May 1st, 1993, Pride was invited to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry, becoming only the second African-American inductee to the stage show, the first being Delford Bailey. The following year, he published his autobiography, Pride, The Charlie Pride Story, and was given a Pioneer Award by the Academy of Music, Country Music. In June 1999, Pride received a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame. Went on to receive country music highest honor October the 4th, 2003. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Charlie Pride died on December 12th, 2020 in Dallas, Texas due to complications of COVID-19.
I was lost, but Jesus saved me. He gave his life on Calvary's tree. And though I failed him, he still loves me. Through his grace I've been set free. I know I don't deserve a mansion, 'cause I was born a sinful man. Though I don't deserve a mansion, but Jesus built the home for me in glory land. It was our sin that he died for all mankind. He paid the price. Who are we that he should love us enough to give his life? I know I don't deserve a mansion, 'cause I was born a sinful man. Though I don't deserve a mansion, but Jesus built a home for me in glory land. But Jesus built a home for me in glory land.
In case you just tuned in and you're wondering what in the world is Gospel Gold doing tonight, we are talking about black voices in country gospel. Black voices in country gospel. You'll be surprised how many black artists have lent their talents to the gospel music, country music music genre. And tonight we are exploring that. I wanted you to hear those sounds because this is our music as well. All of this is part of our music as well. And I wanted you to hear these sounds, these rich sounds from these African-American voices singing gospel country style. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so. We do have a Cash App. Starts with the $ and the word Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. One word, Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We want to thank all of you who have supported Gospel Gold all this season. And we thank you for your gifts. We pray that you will continue to support Gospel Gold as we end our season in December. And that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold, that they will tune in and hear some of the great programs that we have provided here on Gospel Gold. We thank God for all of you who have been tuning in each week, and we have received great emails and accolades from all of you. And we thank you so much for your words of encouragement, and we pray that we will continue to be able to bring Gospel Gold to you every Monday night. Tonight, we're talking about Black voices in gospel. Here's Brother Carl Ray. Don't get no more country than this. Coming home.
I wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The path of sin, too long I've trod. Now I'm coming. Coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming. I'm coming home. I now repent with bitter tears. Oh Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming.
Again, I want to remind you that all the voices, all of the artists that you're hearing tonight are African-American. Even though it's country music, it is they are African-American voices that you are hearing tonight. Again, I want to remind you to go to the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share. There you will find the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll also find articles on various gospel artists, and you'll find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All the programs here on Gospel Gold are archived. That means you can go back at any time and hear some of the programs that we have here on Gospel Gold. So I invite you to go there to the Facebook page. As I said earlier, these last few episodes that we produced before the end of the season are going to be very surprising, very entertaining. We pray that you will be able to find as well spiritual uplift in these songs that we play on Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold is the only music program on the air anywhere that is dedicated to the preservation of historical African-American, traditional African-American gospel music. The music that we play on Gospel Gold will not be heard anywhere. So we ask you to be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We thank God for Faith That Lives Ministry. We thank God for the Black Reality Think Tank, who are supporters of Gospel Gold. And as I'm mentioning that tonight, I want to remind you of a program that will come on tomorrow night at 8 p.m., tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Time for Awakening is the website. But when you get there in the search portal, type in the Black Reality Think Tank, or you can go to the Black Reality Think Tank Facebook page, and you will find the link for the program tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we're discussing radio DJs, and we have, this is a second in a two-part series of early African-American radio, hosted by Dr. William Rogers. Tomorrow night, we are talking about Black DJs in the radio, their significance in the community, and their significance to the recording industry. Me being in the gospel field, my portion, I will be on the panel tomorrow night as well, and my portion will be to talk about the early gospel DJs, those who broke gospel music back in the early 40s, 50s, and 60s. So we invite you to go tomorrow night at 8 o'clock to timeforawakening.com. In the search portal, put in Black Reality Think Tank. Or you can go to the Black Reality Think Tank, and you can find the link for that program. That's tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Tonight, we're talking about Black voices in gospel music. And another group I wanted to bring to your attention tonight is War and Treaty. They are a husband and wife duo, Michael Trotter Jr. and Tanya Blount. Based in Auburn, Michigan, War and Treaty was formed in 2014. In 2016, Michael Trotter Jr. and his wife released a debut album called Love Affair. After that, another album, Trotter and Blount. In the same year, the duo released a single, Hi Ho. It was described by Charles Estey as the breakout soul hit. In 2017, War and Treaty released an album called Down to the River, described as a mix of blues, gospel, soul, bluegrass, country, and it was heralded by those critics as being a splendidly immediate hit. It was a classic about conflict and redemption. Estee describes the album as a song about personal turmoil and the dread of the end of time. Every kind of fear and joy is addressed through their gut-wrenching, foot-moving anthems. I wanted to bring this husband and wife duo to attention tonight. They have been on the music circuit for a while, but many of us have not heard them because they are in the country field. I wanted you to hear them tonight because tonight we're talking about that. We're talking about those great Black voices in country. Here's the husband and wife duo, War and Treaty.
Will your heart speak for no one but yourself? Have you lost all your faith in good health? Are you dying to live within yourself? Have you kind of shown out heaven just for hell? I see your pain. You wear it on
on your sleeve, mistake the rain. For the tears you cried on your sleeve, I know it's dark. And the clouds all look like a ball of snow from your home. But it's not over yet. You got more to live for. It's not over yet. Happiness is at your door. It's not over yet. Future unclouded. It's too hard to receive. In that light, blow still all your relief. And I'm the time you're down in to believe. I give you back your joy. If you give me your grief, I see the pain. Wearing on your sleeve, mistake the rain. Cry no more sleep, I know it's all. And the clouds all look like piles of snow. From your home, but it's not.
Take me to the water, me to the water.
Mama, take me to the water. Take me to the water. Take me to the water.
Take me on down to the river. Let's go. Take me down, take me down, take me down to the river. Let's go.
War and Treaty, husband and wife duo, singing country gospel. I hope you have enjoyed our program tonight. As I said before, there have been many influences in the gospel, country gospel field. If you want to look up Rufus Teatot Payne, he was a blues guitarist and he was a mentor to Hank Williams. There have been many African Americans who were very prolific in the country music genre. And many of the white country music musicians got their feel from them. And I know that in the gospel field, we have all heard those white country gospel groups like the Blackwood Brothers, the Everly Brothers, the Gaither Family, and so on. But I wanted to come tonight so that you could hear the voices of African Americans in the gospel country genre. I hope that you have enjoyed our program tonight. Tell somebody about Gospel Gold. Let them know that we're on every Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be back next week as Quartet Night. Quartet Night is next week, and we always have a great time on Quartet Night. So I invite you to come back again next week, Monday night, for Quartet Night. We also want to remind you that tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, don't forget the Black Reality Think Tank program on black DJs and the impact that they've had on the African-American community. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you could do so. We do have a Cash App. It starts with the $, one word, Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. The two G's are capital, one word, Gospel Gold. And you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do so through email at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. You may have some information that we can use on the program, or you may have a suggestion for an upcoming program. Either way, we would love to hear from you. So we're going to go home tonight, and we pray that you will have a great week. You will have a wonderful Thanksgiving, that you will be able to share some time with family and friends, that you will have a great time as we thank God for the many blessings that he has bestowed upon us. Thanksgiving is a time for family, time for us to come together. Thank God for the great things that he's done before us. After all that we have gone through, after all that we have continued to go through, and we're still here. We are a resilient people. We're strong, and we're not going anywhere. God has blessed us in this land. We're going to do and make the best of it as we possibly can. And one of the ways we do that is through our music. We lift each other up through the music that we play, the songs that you hear, the melodies, the rhythms. That syncopated rhythm can only come out of the heart of Africa itself. So we thank God for allowing us to come and be a part of this great celebration of being in this place today. So we're going to go home, and we pray that you have a great Thanksgiving. Join us next week for Quartet Night Here is War and Treaty, one of my personal favorites. Take Me In.
I've seen our mothers cry within from afar.